Welcome to God's Healing Power, an outreach of Words to Heart Ministries with Bible teacher Kimberly Lemler. The Word of God is filled to overflowing with promises for healing and wholeness in every area of our lives. Pastor Lemler shares this life-giving word in our weekly teaching program, touching hearts and lives all over the world. We're glad you're with us today. And now, here's Kimberly.
It's good to be back again with you this week. Today's message is called Never Give Up. Now, if you've heard my broadcast before, you've heard me talk about the long battle that I had with some terrible diseases, and most of those diseases all at one time. And if this is your first time listening, then I'll fill you in briefly. For many years, I battled something called Graves' disease. I battled fibromyalgia, Epstein-Barr virus, cytomegalovirus, chronic fatigue syndrome. I had multiple food allergies. I had something called multiple chemical sensitivity, or MCS. I had mitral valve prolapse of the heart. I had ulcers. I had acid reflux. I had a diseased gallbladder. And I had seizures and just tons of other symptoms, really too numerous to mention. And along with these ailments, I was barely 100 pounds and really looked like walking death. I remember looking in the mirror one day and seeing a shadow of my former self. I was ashen gray, and I realized that I was dying, but I refused in my heart to give up the fight. I knew the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I had to make the decision to fight this fight of faith. I could have chosen to give up the battle, and that battle was unbelievably tough. I could have chosen to go home to be with the Lord, but instead, I chose to keep hope alive and to believe God that His promises were true. And so I stood on the Word of God for the manifestation of my healing. Every day of my life was a struggle. I felt as if I had a horrible case of the flu every single day for over 10 years. Every joint in my body ached. I could not use normal products like soap and shampoos or use perfume because my body reacted to all of it. I couldn't eat normally since I was allergic to almost every food. I was down to eating lettuce, cauliflower, and brown rice. I couldn't breathe fumes of any kind. If I did go into a store, which was rare, I had to wear a mask because every toxic smell in the stores from the carpets and the plastics would make me feel dreadfully ill. I was told by many people who had suffered the same kind of ailments that I would need to have a room in my house just for me, never go out of it, with no carpet, no bedding, only bare walls and a wood floor to sleep on. This is what I heard from other people who suffered from extreme allergies. This is what they thought their fate would be the rest of their lives and what my fate would be. I'd lost my teaching career because I couldn't work. The doctors gave me no answers, no hope. And people who I thought were my friends abandoned me. My church abandoned me. My husband didn't understand what I was going through. Everybody was afraid of what I had because they didn't understand it. Now, cancer, people understood that. But Epstein-Barr virus is a different story. I felt like I was all alone in the wilderness, outside of three prayer warrior friends who hung in with me very faithfully. But Satan had just about closed the lid on my coffin and nailed it shut. But there was God who helped to teach me my authority in Christ and to use the tools against Satan. Oh, I knew where the battle was. I knew that God wasn't inflicting any of this on me, that this was a battle against principalities, against powers, against rulers, and against spiritual wickedness, as we're taught in Ephesians. It was harder on me to battle than it was to give up. It took strong will and motivation to face the enemy, but I knew that God was with me and inside of me. He was with me in the battle and would see me through to the other side of sickness, to complete wholeness, and that's where I am today. I made the decision to never give up. Recently, I was watching television and there were some people on talking about the fact that they were dying. The doctors had told them of the dreaded illness they faced and that there was no hope. So these people took those words to heart and decided to make it known to the world that they were going to accept what they were told and try to live the rest of the time that they had as best that they could, teaching other people how to die with grace. Now, I'm not condemning these people, but the whole time I'm watching this, I'm screaming at the TV, "No, no, you don't have to accept this. God didn't plan this for you. You need the truth of the gospel to show you the real truth. God's truth can change the facts. You need to get a hold of this." You know, there are ministries out there that revolve around teaching people how to live with their bondages, and because they have been praying and praying for years with no results, the ministries give them permission to, quote, rest and accept their fate. One evening, I picked up a magazine that I had received in the mail, and I began reading this Christian publication, and it sounded good on the surface, but as I kept reading, I could feel holy anger welling up inside of me, and I couldn't believe what I was reading. It was completely the opposite of how Jesus ministered to us. I was so disturbed from what I was reading that I just threw that magazine to the other side of the room, and I just cried out to God to deliver them from the lies of the enemy. They were teaching that although God heals, at times we must take sickness as a thorn in our flesh. They were teaching that maybe it's God's will and that we ourselves aren't responsible for our conditions and that we should just comfort each other in our pain. There was not a thing in this list of help materials on spiritual warfare and how to break free of the bondages. There was nothing offered to teach us the truths of the Bible on healing, that Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of Satan, who was the author of sickness and lies and death. They weren't giving people hope to get out of their present condition. They were giving them the hope to be free of hope. And that right there was almost enough to mourn for those Christians who were not ministering as Jesus did on this earth. Jesus is our example, and there is not one instance where he turned away anyone who came to him for help if they were in faith. He never told anyone to stay in your present condition because it's my will. Never. Never give up hope. I don't care if you are in a wheelchair, if you have terminal cancer. I've had many friends healed of terminal cancer. I don't care if you're going blind, if you have some kind of raging blood disease like I did. It doesn't matter. It's all misery. And the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, quickening your mortal body. God says, "I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a hope and a future." He didn't come to take away your hope. You know, when I was so sick, it was tempting to go on all the support websites on the internet and commiserate with other people. You want people to understand. You want people to agree with you on how much it hurts and the pain and the agony you're going through. It's human nature. But when I was tempted to do this, I remembered that I don't need people to agree with all my pain and heartache. I need someone to pull me out of it. So I would call up my prayer warrior friends and say, "Speak life to me. Speak the word of God to me. That's what I need to hear." I would put on my healing tapes and listen over and over again for hours to build up my faith. I wore out many, many tapes. I would then go on the internet and pray for others who needed healing, and I would teach them how to pray. It's never too late. You are never too far gone to receive a touch from Jesus. Jairus' daughter was dead, and yet it still wasn't too late for her. It wasn't too late for Lazarus. It wasn't too late for the boy lying dead in a funeral procession when he was raised up to life. It wasn't too late for the woman with the issue of blood who suffered 12 years and doctors said they could do no more for her. It wasn't too late for the woman in the temple with the spirit of infirmity. It wasn't too late for all those people who came to Jesus in faith, the Bible says, and he healed them. It's not too late for you. Put the word of God in front of your eyes and in your ears and in your mouth and fight. God says, I set before you life or death. Choose life. You have a choice to use the tools that he gave us in order to see your victory. It is not God's will, no matter what anyone tells you, for you to be sick and die early. That is not his plan for any of his children. Don't believe the lies out there that if you haven't been healed by now, it will never happen. Just believe God's word and act upon it. Now, I want to make available to you my life coaching services. I've worked with many people with long-term illnesses and helped them to uncover the roots of that illness and be there for them to encourage them and keep them moving forward. Sometimes you have to give up all of your negative friends and cling to someone who knows the word and is able to speak life to you and teach you the truths of the Bible about healing. You can read more about my life coaching services on our website at godshealingpower.org. Get the healing CD. When I was sick, the healing tapes that I had were so precious to me because they kept my focus of thought on the Word of God and not on my pain. The healing CD is also available on our website. Now I want to pray some healing scriptures and I want you to pray along with me. God sent his word and healed me and delivered me from destruction. God's word is life to my body and health to all my flesh. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, quickening my mortal body. And I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And remember, your confession of faith every day is, by his stripes I am healed.
You have been listening to the teaching ministry of Kimberly Lemler, and we hope you have been encouraged today. The Healing CD and other teaching CDs are available on our website at godshealingpower.org. Or you can write to us at God's Healing Power, Box 125, Bourbon, Indiana, 46504. If you are in need of phone, email, or office counseling, or you need life coaching, you can get more information on our website. Thanks for listening to the program today, and be sure to tune in next week for more on the subject of healing.